opposition hadn't made an official comment of the election, but the opposition leader, Pelu Dalen Jallo, has said today that they are trying to know if the date had been decided by all the commission members or if the decision had been taken unilaterally by Bakary Fofana.
I know that the opposition has criticized the president in the preparations of this election. Do you think the opposition might accept this date of May 12 next year?
I'm not sure because there are problems for the preparation of the election about Waymark. Waymark is the society from South Africa which had been chosen by the government only to help the National Commission in managing this election. But the opposition said that it's not agree for the way that Waymark had been chosen. They think that Waymark will help the President Alpha Conde to stolen election. So there is a problem about Waymark, and if this problem is not resolved, they said that there will not be a parliamentary election in Guinea.
There has not been parliamentary elections in Guinea for a long while. So who is acting as the law-making body of Guinea?
There is a National Transition Commission is making law. You know, when the junta take power after the death of Lansana Conte, the parliament had been dissolved and the National Commission take that place and it's making law before the parliamentary election.
I thought one of the conditions was the replacement of the chairman of the election commission. Now that Bakary Fofana has been appointed, does the opposition have other demands?
The demand is about the Waymark, this enterprise from South Africa, which will manage the registration of electors. They think that Waymark material is not good and will not be able to register electors for the future election.